What's up, everybody? Today's episode is a little bit different than regular episodes because we did a live episode. That's right, we did a live episode of Emily the Bullcast over at Commander's Sealed in Rochester, New York. It was a lot of fun. There were giveaways for sleeves and boulders, courtesy of Ultimate Guard. And we had a few people give us their pet peeves and ask whether or not they're the bolus in this episode, and nothing could have prepared us for the final one. You're gonna want to stick this episode out and get to that last chat. I know it feels clickbaity to say it like this, but it is a wild one. It's a doozy. It's very fun. And I hope you enjoy this episode. This episode is also going to feature swearing. Given this is a live episode and we didn't have individual tracks recording and it just went through my laptop through the mixer, I don't want to burden Ken with polishing this bad boy up. I don't think we need to. So for all intents and purposes, folks, if you are the people for whom we censor the podcast, guess what? You might not want to tune in. I swear a lot normally when I'm performing or in front of an audience. So there's some cursing in this episode. And of course, we always want to thank Cardsphere.com. Cardsphere, get your cards here, the online trading platform where you can list your cards and have people send you your wants, where you can send them your haves. It's online trading at its best. Your cards are your wallet. Have some fun with it, cardsphere.com. There's a referral link in our episode description. Once again, shout out to my co-hosts, Michael Solani, a.k.a. Games Freak S.A., and Morgan Sanchez, a.k.a. Indigo Gentleman over on Twitter. And overall, just shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that came out. I am so thrilled with the first ever live Am I the Bullcast, and it makes me feel excited for what's in store for us in the future. So without further ado, here is our first ever live episode at Commander's Sealed in Rochester, New York. Welcome to the Am I the Bullcast live show here at Commander's Sealed. How everybody doing? The audience listening at home won't know that it was a sloppy start, and we're going to cut this out. Sorry, Ken. Just kidding. I'm editing this episode. I'm your host, Mike Carrozza. You might know me from my column, Am I the Bolus, over at CommandersHerald.com, or you're a fan of the podcast, which is cool already. We're here at Commander Sealed. Make some noise for Commander Sealed. In the suburb of Henrietta, New York, suburb of Rochester, New York. Beautiful, beautiful Henrietta at the RIT Conference Inn, raising money for the Trevor Project and Trans Lifeline. And get this, we've got the whole panel here, the whole crew of the Am I the Bullcast podcast is here. Joining me to my right, two seats over, is a man that you might know for his article series, How They Brew It. It's Michael Solani.
Man, I am so excited to be here. Love playing Commander, and I ended up making the same deck in Sealed that I have in real life. It's incredible.
Well, that's actually kind of impressive. I don't know you could pull that off.
I found a Gyarad. I gave a guy a nickel bolus for it, so it was a totally fair trade.
Okay, so you got Gyarad, the new Gyarad from Outlaws of Thunder Junction, and you gave away a nickel bolus?
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, you're an Atraxa. You could play this. And then he forgot that, you know, there's no red there, so...
Oops. Anyway, we've also got our super genius super producer to my right, Morgan Sanchez. How the heck are you?
How's it going, Mark? It's your resident 2/2 zombie token about to rise from the dark realms for Commander Sealed. Yeah. And everybody else, our friends and family and folks who are here to see us be silly and goofy and talk about Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
There we go.
Magic.
Yeah. You had to check
just
me.
The right game.
That's the right game. Yeah. Right. Magic the Gathering. You're a zombie. You had an eventful weekend?
It's, yes. And fully risen from the undead to see and meet all of you. I promise I'm alive right now.
Good.
I promise.
Good. No decayed.
Are you sure? How did you die?
Well, see, I was playing Shadrix, and I did accidentally kill a guy with the draw card. Lose one.
Nice.
And then I still lost. So go figure. But
I mean, that's a hell of a way to get somebody to lose a game. Give them a card, lose a life. That's pretty sweet.
Try to be friends with everybody here.
Yeah. Hey, you gave him a card. Look.
Yeah.
You
can't be, everyone loves that.
Everybody loves drawing cards. It's like half the reason we play the game.
It's a resource. Your life total is a resource.
Yes. But also, when you have one life, oh boy, I'm so sorry.
Live
now
it.
You get to pick up all your cards and look at them. Isn't that fun? I love that part. What's different about this episode of Am I the Bowlcast is that we're live at Commander Sealed. And we're doing it again. which means that we have an audience today, and instead of having a guest call in, you, the audience, are the guest. So we're going to have a microphone that you can line up at if you have any pet peeves or stories where you might be the bolus, and we're going to have a chat and determine a verdict for you. Now, Morgan, you're going to have to tell us about how the voting system breaks down.
All right, you guys. So get out your notebooks and pens. They have not been provided, so I hope you have them. Otherwise, you're not going to remember how the voting system works.
Right.
But we're doing something extra special.
A little different. Yeah.
A little different. And because I forgot, I'm going to have to do some quick math.
Okay.
Real quick. The way the voting system works, you are going to go and ask a question. We are going to figure out if you are the bolus using the power of science and math together.
Coding and algorithms.
Each one of us, Solani and I, counts for one vote.
That's right.
One vote apiece. That's two total
and
votes.
And you in the audience, each one of you, also count for one, right?
That's right. A collective vote of the audience.
A collective vote of one.
One.
How are we going to tell what
good
they...
Good question. They're all
didn't think this
in
through.
Agreement.
The equation is happening
as
in
you
real
can tell,
time.
Yeah, we thought this through entirely. We were like, we'll give the audience a vote, and then, you know, I think they'll all agree.
Yes.
The
so
audience
we thank you
one
in
being.
Advance.
And then, yeah, that's how the vote breaks down. My vote, of course, Morgan, tell the audience how that breaks down.
3 points.
Good.
For Kuros' vote.
Yeah, I'm just special like that. I get to have more votes. There we go. That's how the show breaks down. And we're going to open it up to the audience. Get this started. First caller, whoever would like to come over to the microphone and have a chat with us, please get up and go as much as you want. We got our pal Matt helping out. Matt Morgan of the ADH Rec cast. In the audience with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic.
Happy you're here.
We're so good. I'm happy you're here.
Good.
And me here, too. Yeah. But, okay, so I'll get everybody started real quick. But everybody who comes up, please just form an orderly line, and we'll get going. So my first question for the revered panel of Bowlcast. So we're doing casual games, and I have a buddy who intentionally builds very powerful commanders.
Commandals, yeah.
Commandals,
we're not
yes.
letting that slide.
No, we're not doing that one. So we make it a point to pretty much make sure his commander doesn't leave or doesn't enter the battlefield. Name like Voja, stuff like that. Very,
sure.
very powerful.
Yes.
So am I the bolus for making sure that his must-answer commander just never hits the battlefield? He effectively is taken out of the game. Does that make me the bolus?
Nope. Next.
Thank you, Morgan, for affirming me.
That's an interesting
one. You have to provide context. The context matters.
Uh-oh. Michael's already talking about context.
I'm sorry. I just got too excited.
No, I hear you.
It was just like a very easy one that I think everybody in the audience could agree with me on that. So
it is one of those rare instances where we have the whole crew talking to the person about with the story. So we do have time to ask you some questions.
Yes.
Michael,
oh my God.
Go ahead. Ask your questions for the context.
So are you also making really strong commandals.
Thank you.
These
thank you.
Commandals that we had in this game, we very intentionally all decided we're going to play very socially. We're not playing our powerful decks, so we kind of noticed this person, the commanders were very mismatched. I don't remember the specific game of who the other three commanders were, but Voj is very hard to forget. So
right.
The three of us kind of anti-king makes, we made sure that they just didn't get to participate a whole lot in the game.
And how are you able to remove Voja when it's got that Ward 3?
Don't judge me for playing blue. This doesn't make me the bolus. Because
the rare instance
doesn't
of
give
a
you that point.
There were counter spells aimed towards
yeah, fair.
This certain commander.
Morgan, you have any questions?
Yeah, Matt, are you guys good at the game?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah, contextually, whether or not you're good at the game, if you're playing blue, I'm going to just assume that you're not. But
wow.
In terms of getting rid of Voja, kink making. If this happens like every time, I don't think you're the bolus because that thing is infuriating. Get rid of it. Not the bolus. That's my vote. End of story.
Oh, wow. You're voting already. So I think it's interesting to talk about this kind of subject because it is kind of like if somebody, you know, gets to exile a card and gets to play it for the rest of the game and it's a super powerful card and you've got counter spells in the deck, it makes sense that you would hold that for something super powerful. Like, you know, if I've got a deck that, I drew Omniscience and you know about it, well, maybe somebody better do something about that, or a sandbag, a Crows and Grip, or whatever enchantment removal you've got. It makes sense because it'll threaten the rest of your game too. I guess the question becomes, like, is this somebody who gets to play a lot? Is this somebody who's just eager about the commander, is just like, I'm slamming it because it's powerful? Or are they like, I like the big doggy that makes little guys?
So this is in my established play group. So we play together fairly often.
Yeah.
So this situation, it's not the first, and I doubt it's the last time this comes up. So when these mismatches come through, the other three people at the table, we kind of agree, this we can't let Redacted, right. Redacted participate in the yeah. game, really.
So what is their reaction to the being told at the beginning of the game, like, we can't let that come out?
I think they understand it, but also they will get frustrated when
sure.
threats will land, because it's Commander, threats will hit the battlefield. But we all participating think, well, that's a threat, but that's still not a Voja that's going to win as soon as they
untap.
Interesting.
So in a way, they could use it to their advantage to be like, well, they're expecting Voja, and I'm going to play something else that's super powerful and play around all these counters
play,
that they're holding up.
Play a Jetmir instead, but they haven't gotten that far.
Okay. So maybe they haven't gotten far enough to be like, oh, let me use this to, let's use a little judo here, or like, let's pack a Cavern of Souls or something. That's interesting. I don't know that it makes you the bolus as much as it makes you like a playgroup that has agreed on a power level that it's been mismatched. It feels like a conversation should be had. And if they are fine with this arrangement, if they're fine with every time they take out their deck and they're like, I know I'm going to be targeted, I know that I'm not going to get this commander out, hey, all right. If everybody's cool with it, everybody's cool with it. You can't be mad at that. But if they're pissy about it and they're like, no, I'm mad at this. You know, maybe it's time for them to have a conversation. Like, I'd like it if we played some commanders that are a little stronger so I'm not the only one getting hated out. And I'm going to go say, I don't think you're the bolus for this, because it seems like this is coming up a bunch and they're like fine running into it.
Yeah, so, they've run into it before and things haven't changed so far. So I just want to make sure we're not the ones that are, the pot isn't calling the kettle black in this
totally.
Situation.
Frankly, well, I think you're the bolus for not being a little bit more humiliating in the way you destroy Voja. you got to steal
this card
and hit him with it.
So nobody's cast Humiliation because I don't think that gets played in a whole lot of decks.
No,
but
that's true, yeah. Humiliate. I got a Humiliate played against me last night, and it ruined my game plan. I lost because of Humiliate.
Is that the one that turns something into a 0/1?
It's like a Thoughtseize in Orzhov. It was like, here, pay black, white, and this guy gets to see my hand and discards a card for it and then makes a spirit or something.
I mean, I'm still a fan of Darksteel Mutation. Just, you can resolve your Voja, but it's just not going to do anything because it's a little robot now.
Yeah, and who doesn't want to pay 5 mana for a Darksteel Mutation anyway, right?
Nobody does.
There we
and
go.
Who doesn't love a little robot?
A little robot. Little robot dog.
Plus, nowadays, who's winning with their commander anyway? Like, your commander is like your driver's license for the deck, right? Like, this is my license to play Esper. Like, Voja is my license to play. Like, that's what it is.
This is your driver's license for the deck is the most fun way
like,
I've heard a commander
describe. This is why
describe.
I can play these colors. This like, this, it's because I have this card right here. That's my commander. I'm not going to attack you with it or anything. Nothing.
Are you old enough to get in this bar?
More.
I play Voja.
Slides Voja
yes.
across
yes.
the table.
Morgan pulls out the Saskia, and it's just, instead of the art, it's a color wheel, and that's it.
You see this? This is what I'm allowed to do.
That's right it. That's so funny. What a perfect way to describe it. But also, I don't get that because I play every one of my commanders. Every deck is built around the commander, and if I were at this table, I'd be like, it's time to have a conversation about how I never get to play my commander. But I also wouldn't show up to a pod where people are playing lower-powered stuff and be like, I'm going to play the high-powered thing that I... No, we're not up to, you know. So, all right, let's take it to the audience. Make some noise if you think Matt is the bolus. Okay.
That's the first
we
time.
We really need like a cricket on a soundboard. Just like
That's the first time silence has been very comforting in a while. Yeah. So.
Maybe we should do like
thank,
yay,
thank
nay.
You, audience. Yeah,
should
thank
we you. Should we do yay, nay?
What do you mean yay, nay?
Like, all in favor, yay, all opposed.
No, let's just ask. It's fine. We
the
got
deafening
it.
Oh, silence like is far better.
No,
far
I don't
better.
Like Congress.
Far
Paul.
Better. Deafening silence.
All right, so make some noise if you think Matt isn't the bullet. Woo! There we go. A little bit of action in the room. The you, most echoing claps that I've heard all day. Thanks,
you,
Matt. I
you've
appreciate
been redeemed,
that.
Matt. You can go home with your
a
conscience.
True Eugene. Yeah.
You just show up to your next pod and pick up the Voja and rip it in half. Well, that wouldn't go
I've
overnight.
I've been validated.
I showed them.
You throw $50 on the table. It's like, that was worth it. How much does a card cost?
Not
50 I don't know.
Bucks,
no,
is
it can't
it? There's
be 50.
No
There's
way.
There's no way. But you know what? It is pretty insulting to pick up somebody's $10 card and rip it. So I feel like here's the $10 to buy the card back and then also buy yourself a meal and gas money to get out of this town and play somewhere else.
And better sleeves, because if I could rip your entire card through the sleeves.
You're not even taking the
you're not
sleeve.
Even, no. You're not even using Ultimate Guard.
That's
at that
how
point.
Much you
strong
hate
man,
the card.
Man.
That's very funny. Thanks, Matt. Hey, Matt yeah, Morgan,
thank
everybody.
You. Thank you.
Now, if you have a story where you might be the villain or a pet peeve, come on over to the mic. Come on over to the mic. I don't know why I started talking like that. Come over to the mic, and we're going to have you be our next guest. Come on up. It's time. Oh, look at somebody's coming in.
Oh, boy.
I found another question
for us. We got another
us.
Question for us.
We
okay,
got another question. Another question incoming.
And to coax future questions, we do have prizes.
Uh-oh.
For anybody who poses a question for this esteemed panel.
Oh.
We
you
have
wanna
stickers.
Tell us, we have stickers, and what other prizes do we got, Matt?
Well, I mentioned that if I tear a Voja, I'm going to tear through the sleeves. If you use these handy-dandy katana sleeves, courtesy of Ultimate Guard, so much harder to tear through.
Yeah, you won't be able
oh,
to.
Oh, good.
Tear
I did pick up on that.
There
great.
We go.
So first off, so we got Angelo coming up for the three of you.
Angelo Guerrero, baby. Come on over. Woo! The Jess guy.
The Jess
woo!
Guy.
Of the show.
Man with the Innistrad cube so, of the century.
So yes. Your favorite colors are green and black?
Correct.
That's right.
Cool.
All right. Hello. Can you hear me?
I'm not picking you up so hard. Go again, and I'll boost the mic.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi. Hey, how's
hi.
It going?
Good. Nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, too. So, I have a deck.
Yes.
Bolas.
First step. First step is first step. First step. You got this.
All right. It's Angelo the Bolas for having a deck.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Sit down.
Next.
No, what do you got? Give it. Hit us.
So, it's a Jeskai artifact deck.
Really on brand.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We've already got to hate it from the audience.
I'm suspicious.
Yep. So Mike mentioned that he builds all of his decks around his commander.
I do that a lot.
In this instance, I did not do that, and I built it around a single card.
Okay.
Portal to Phyrexia.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The goal. What does that do? Mike, for the
nine
audience.
Nine mana artifact enters the battlefield. Each opponent sacrifices three creatures. At the beginning of your upkeep, return a creature from a graveyard to the battlefield under your control. Mwah. Talk
why
to
not?
Me more, buddy. Keep going.
So the idea is to either loop or make copies of Portal to Phyrexia, as many as I can. And then quickly kill the table.
Quickly.
This is very yes. Canonically Phyrexian too. So I'm into this. Like yeah. The key is to just loop it and take control, and
everything
is covered in oil okay. And.
So how?
Love
okay.
It.
So what is your question?
Am I the bolus for locking down the table and killing them with their own stuff?
Okay. Quick question to clarify. If that's how you're posing the question, we could take it to a vote right now.
Okay, listen.
But I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
Angelo, you are not the bolus for
okay.
Killing
whoa.
Somebody
whoa.
With their own stuff.
Whoa.
They
whoa.
Brought,
wait a second.
If you know what, if you're taking my stuff and killing me with it, that's my own fault, right? Why didn't I give you like a 2-2 bear or something like
exactly.
not
is,
exciting? Why am I playing good cards? Like nobody.
Why
not,
am I playing?
Am I the
why
bolus
am
for
I playing
playing
good cards?
Good cards?
Why?
Yep, turns out.
Why? That's not how this is supposed to work.
So, question for you, just because King Context at the end there is about to ask. But I have one for you. Before you start the game, you say, I got this Jeskai deck, and the goal is to get Portal Phyrexia out as much as possible.
Yes.
Okay. You alert the table to it.
Correct.
Okay. Do you ask everybody, maybe pull out your token decks for this one?
No, that would defeat the purpose of
okay,
the
deck. Okay, I see. So you let people know about the idea.
Yep.
Okay. How often do you end up getting the Portal to Phyrexia? Do you tutor for it?
Yes.
Okay. And when you get it out, how many times on average a turn do you get that to blank or copy?
Hopefully more than once, but usually once.
Once, okay. And when you say you quickly win the game, how quickly are we talking?
I'd say hopefully within a few turns. Okay. I don't know, three, four maybe?
Three, four turns, okay. All right.
It depends on what I steal, really.
It depends on what you steal.
If your cards are good, right, then I'm going to kill you faster.
Good point. Good
yeah.
point.
Mm. If yeah. they're bad, then it's your own fault.
So it's our fault
Correct.
For playing good cards, our fault for playing bad cards.
Yep. Yes.
I feel like there's a trend in this, and it's, you know, the Phyrexians are the good guys or the bad guys in the story? I keep forgetting.
Depends on your point of view. You know, the context really matters in this case.
I do love that you keep hammering the context thing. Because
I'm context sensitive.
The context king over here. Well, Michael, do you want to take it away and then deliver your vote? I think.
Are you hard casting this portal or are you cheating it?
Jesus, there's no way.
It depends
two,
on the game.
Three,
I have enough ramp to do so, but sometimes I'm also trash for treasuring it.
Mm.
Damn. Okay.
So you're in red.
Jeskai,
yeah. Oh,
you
boy.
Know the colors of the deck. It's what he said, Jeskai.
Oh, yeah.
We started off by being most on brand.
The Jeskai playing the Jeskai deck is a big clue.
It's a big clue.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
A big contextual clue.
I don't think this is that bad. Am I, like, way off base here? This seems fine to me. What's the difference between this and, like, playing a farewell?
Well, I mean, the farewell happens once.
No, it doesn't. Not right, if you're so using it right.
So we got a bolus on the panel, too. So
I think it's fine. Like, what's wrong with it? You're killing a... The game state is progressing in a way that very clearly favors one person.
Sure.
I mean, three turns is a little bit much. It's a little agonizing for everyone else, but it's not like they're going to be doing anything. They don't have any permanents.
Okay. Well, they don't have any creatures.
They don't have any creatures, which are the important ones.
That's the spirit. I love that when my opponents don't have any creatures.
They could just, like, bolt your face for 40, but
they
I don't
could.
Know.
Okay, so Morgan, what do you think? Michael's going not the bolus.
Yeah,
so
I'm fine with this.
I love the idea of you being creative and taking other people's cards and destroying them with them. Because if you could do that for me, somebody who consistently plays awful cards, I took, like, I don't know, probably, I can't think of it, but something great. Think of the best card in, like, a pre-con deck. I put a Crozhen Beast in
Soul
there.
Ring.
So it's a 7/7, 8/8 Squirrel Beast without Trample. Like, just go and get chump blocked by something, like, for four turns. Like, if you can do that... I can appreciate it. I don't play good cards. I think I'm the winner here against you, and I do not think you're the bolus.
Wow. That turned out different than I thought.
Context, Mike. Context.
I don't know. You ramp into it, you reanimate it quick. If it's early enough, I'm not playing many creatures enough to get by three creatures dying a turn. I'll say Portal to Phyrexia is a card I do love a lot, but... I'm also a piece of shit. I love a sacrifice deck, and I love playing with other people's creatures as much as the next guy, but to do it over and over again is just kind of asking, like, and do you concede? And do you concede? How about now? Or somebody gets rid of it, hopefully. But then what's the game plan afterwards? Hopefully you've got some backup. I don't know. If you're copying it three, four times every turn and people can't get around it, that does kind of suck. It's a lockdown. But again... That is a win con, in a way, depending on who you ask.
A what?
But it's a mean one. Like, look, winning by concession is technically winning.
Stacks has been allowed, ladies and gentlemen.
Winning by concession, I got a big shrug and people going, like, the facial expression of, I guess? Like, that's the audience. I saw four people head tilt, okay? So it feels like I get what you're saying and I know you're with me, but... it is still very much a... I'm going to go bolus on this. I'm voting bolus. And now it's time to take it to the audience. Audience, what do we think? Is Angelo the bolus? Yeah, you clap for yes. All right. Make some noise if Angelo isn't the bolus. Well, Morgan, you can't. You get
the jury is spoken. All it's right. over.
Angelo, you are the bowlers. Ah! Woo! Thanks for coming. Oh. You get yourself a pack of sleeves and get a seat. Take it down. Who else wants to come up
Thank
and
you.
Chat with us? Thank you, Angelo. Angelo, the Jess guy. Who do we got Woo! Coming up? Coming over to the mic. Thank you.
Ooh, you can get in line sleeves. If
Hi
you want.
There.
Hello.
Hiya. Oh, let's get the mic stand down for
I know,
you.
I'm a little short.
All good.
So my name is Shannon, or Shannable MTG on the
internet.
Oh,
hey, Shannable. Nice to see you.
Also member of Birds of Paradise.
We love Birds of Paradise.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, so am I the ball ass? So in my play group, so we don't really play with this person anymore, but I still want to ask the question, whatever.
Okay.
So this one person, how do I describe him? Mm. Let's see. Not
Kindly,
a nice
I
person.
Hope.
Ooh.
Right?
Interesting.
Okay.
This is personal. Love it. Let's go.
So, not a nice person. The games were never casual. He was always a super try hard, always trying to win. And then whenever there was a speculation on rules or interactions of the game, he would always try to prove that he was right. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, stupid nonsense like that.
Okay.
And so I play an Atla Pilani deck.
Okay,
and
love it.
I don't know, mm-hmm. I don't know, the exact games or whatever, but I run Blightsteel.
Okay, in Atla Pilani, so
in
you can free roll an egg into it.
And I swung the Blightsteel at the not nice person.
Got it.
And he flipped. He freaked. He was like, that's not okay. Blah, 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 blah. I can't believe, whatever. Am sure. I the bolus for not removing it after he complained?
So Blightsteel just straight up kills whoever it hits, right?
So
yeah,
it's an infect 10-10 indestructible.
11-11, I think.
11-11.
Yep,
okay,
with
yeah.
infect.
So for those of you who might not know, Atla Pilani is a commander in Naya that makes
eggs.
Egg tokens, and any eggs that die under your control, they kind of cascade from your deck into another creature. So you get an egg that dies while Atla Pilani is out, and then you can get whatever creature's next from your deck and put the rest on the bottom of your library in any random order.
Yep.
And so if you roll an egg if your egg hatches into a Blightsteel Colossus and you can slam someone in the face, you're taking them down. Does it have trample? I think it does. No.
Yes.
So it's a disgusting card that I don't really play, but it's perfect for a deck that's so it's time to end the game, I guess, and we're going to take out the person who's the biggest threat, or in this case, maybe the most annoying?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Mm. So your question is, am I the bolus for not taking the card out of the deck after he complained?
After he complained. When he's not a nice person.
Has anybody else
not
complained?
A nice person. No.
No. Okay. All right. No one else has complained about it. That's good. Another question for you is when you say that, so I don't think there's inherently anything wrong with playing to win. If that's how you're playing, it's just kind of a vibe thing. If you're in a pod where people are everybody gets to do their thing, I kind of want to figure things out and just see what this deck can tinker up and deal with. That's fun, but if that's not the vibe and he's just kind of destroy this, attack for 15, spread and Chandra's Ignition, and everybody is down to 10 life while mm-hmm. I have 74 or whatever, that's a whole other game. But if, you know, I guess what I'm saying is when you say this guy is annoying for the rules thing, how do you mean? Was he right? If he's there's a rule thing happening.
I want to say 8 times out of 10 he was wrong.
Okay, see, this is interesting because I've got a story for you that's kind of similar, and I'll talk about it after we get down the line here. So, Michael, what is your take here on this one?
I really feel Blightsteel Colossus is fine for Atla. If I'm going into a game with an Atla Pilani deck and a Blightsteel Colossus comes out, I'm not going to be absolutely flabbergasted that this happened, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically interchangeable with one of the 10 other things that instantly kill you when they enter the battlefield, too. I mean, it's not all that different. The only difference is that it can maybe snipe you if you're playing a life gain deck. Was he playing a life gain deck?
No, he was playing a mill deck. I forget.
Sure. That's
sure. Demir.
Also, just
the perfect tech against a mill deck, too, is the kind of thing that shuffles your graveyard or
yep.
shuffles back into your deck.
It's the same thing. You're hitting him with a crater hoof. Like, would it be any different if it were a crater hoof? It's really not. I think people just look at Infect and are like, that's not legitimate. I've got 40 life. And they sound like that. So, like...
That's the
does
he
Michael sound like
does
that?
A great impression.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's that.
Yeah. Nail on the
that's
head.
Not
perfect.
Commander.
Perfect.
What am I
Michael?
Doing?
Are
we
this
talking
like
about
half
Michael?
Goofy,
no,
half
no.
Southern U.S.
Okay, so you're saying not the bolus here.
No, this perfect. Is totally it's totally legitimate. And like he's not the boss of you. Put whatever there you want go. In your deck.
Okay.
So Morgan, let's hear from you. What do you think?
So if somebody told me to take one singular card out of my deck, I would be sure to play that card against them every single time. I mean, I think it's really because I feel like it's not just
I'm the
about,
same way too.
It's not just about the fact that it's Blightsteel Colossus for me. It's the fact that like I lost and I'm going to be cranky about it and be a baby about it because every other thing, you know, I get checked on the rules. You're saying he's wrong 8 out of 10 times. That's also checks out for this type of person who says, mm-hmm. "Please get rid of that card. I'm scared of it and my mom hates me." But when it comes to a vote, absolutely. Not the bolus. I hope that you play against this person again and that you Blightsteel Colossus again and you say, oops, I forgot to take that out every single time it happens.
Rough.
Morgan, you didn't have to call me out so hard with that impression.
A little behind the scenes.
Let me.
I love you, Mom. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say this. What Michael said about life gain deck, saying like, hey, was he playing a life gain deck or, life gain goes so high that infect and commander damage then become so important. So it's like if it was a life gain deck, it would be even more like, well, fuck that guy.
I mean, I could see how you would be upset about it in that case, though, because like the whole point is like, yeah, I built my deck around completely neutralizing this one way I could lose, only for you to get like sniped by something that generally isn't a factor.
Yeah, but then what's the difference between
like,
getting infect?
Oh no, the infect.
It's infect versus commander damage. Those are the two ways that you get taken down.
But everybody has a commander.
Sure, but then the command... Anyway, but my point stands, I think. When it comes to an Atla Pilani deck, you know, you go on EDH Rec and you're looking up the things that are included. Blightsteel's got an inclusion rate that's pretty high, and it makes sense. It is a card that's kind of like, well, if I'm spiking out and I'm trying to make this deck viable in our pod that might be a certain power level, I'm going to include Blightsteel because the game's got to end, mm-hmm. and maybe somebody's just going to swords it and I get some life out of it, you know? It's not unheard of to just, like, play this thing, and then, hey, we had a game. Next time you know about it, it is what it is. What bothers me is... I think somebody telling you to take a card out of your deck, not great, but it's also one of those consider the source situations. Like,
yeah.
My buddy Eric's here. He's a good buddy of mine. We've been playing Magic together for like 10 plus years or whatever. And, we'll play a game and I'll be like, what do you guys think of this? And he's like, I think that card is just like too much and it kind of just does the thing too quick or whatever. I'll be like, yeah, that's a good consideration. And that coming from somebody that I like playing with, that I play with a lot and whose opinion on Magic I respect, I'll be like, you know what, I'll find a cooler or more fun card to put in that place. But somebody who you've described as not a nice person, someone you don't play with anymore, someone who gets pissy after losing, I guess by surprise, sure, there's a level of tilt that you can allow for that makes sense. Oh. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's kind of like this guy is not somebody that you're eager to play with again to begin with. And he's going off about rules and not nailing it. You know, I don't know. I don't care. There's this one guy. Here's a story I might have told a while back, but I'll tell it again. This one time I was living in Toronto for a couple years. My roommate worked in a kitchen and his co-workers play Magic, and he was like, oh, well, you know, my roommate's really big into Magic, and he's like, you know, he writes for a website and all that stuff, and he loves Magic. You guys should play sometime. They show up at the apartment at, like, 1 a.m. when I got work the next day, but I'm like, hey, I'll play some games with these guys. And this one dude is so confidently, like, playing this bounce land, tap it for 2 mana, it comes back to my hand. I'm like, well, that's not how that works at all. And he's like, well, it enters, and then it gets tapped. And you're like, no. Yeah, he's like, no, this is how it works. This is how the deck goes. Like, how else do you build your deck? I'm like, you build the deck by playing the cards the way they're supposed to be played, buddy. And he just kept insisting, and I was like, get out of my house. It's 1 in the morning. I don't know. I'm humoring you because you guys felt excited about this. But now you're loud as shit. You're being a dick about the rules. get out of here. I don't need this. You know what I mean? So I'll say from the perspective of someone who's definitely exercises right to be like, I don't want to play with you. You don't have to play against anybody you don't want to play against. That's fair. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that you guys have stopped playing with this person. But I'll say not the bullish. You run the cards you want to run. There are some cards that in a Rule Zero talk that you'll want to disclose. I'm assuming Blightsteel is one of them.
Yes.
That you discuss. And, you know, like somebody who's, hey, I play Jockle Hops in this deck. Well, if I'm sitting down and being like, I want to play against this, then I'll be ready for it. And I'm excited to see if I can figure out that puzzle. So to me, not the bolus. I don't think that you're the bolus in this case. What do we think, audience? Is Shannibal the bolus? No, yes or no? Let's go yes now. Is she the bolus? I got to find a better way to ask that question. Make some noise if Shannibal is the bolus. Love that silence. Make some noise if Shannibal is not the bolus. We got ourselves a true Ugin in our midst. Thank you, Shannibal. Take a seat. Thank you so much for answering your question. Let's get another one. We got time for, I think, two more. Like two, three more. We got another one coming to the mic? Oh, you look like you're coming.
Bolus detective.
Oh, I see. You were looking for
not Shannibal. The bolus. Absolutely not. Not
here
the
we
bolus.
Go. Who do we got at the mic?
Oh, my name's Angelo.
We got two Angelos.
Hey, two Angelos.
Not pointing at each other. All right, double the Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be so confused. No. I'm going to render a verdict based on the previous Angelo.
Uh-oh.
They're bleeding together.
Oh, no. That means it's bad for me, right? He was bolus.
It might be.
Oh, thank you.
So what do we got? Angelo, tell us what your... is it a pet peeve or a story?
It's a story. Talk it's a story.
All right, give
so
it
I have a friend whose favorite card in Magic the Gathering is Armageddon.
Now tell everybody at home.
That's a personality. Okay.
So
that's
Armageddon
a personality.
Is two white for a sorcery, destroy all lands. End of card.
End of card.
What are lands?
Get a little closer to the mic.
That's what I said after my
I never
Armageddon
draw
resolve. So he bought a deck off of me that I had together. We sat down to play a casual game, our first one with our pod in like 6 months at the time.
Okay.
And he goes, I made some upgrades. And at turn around five, he casts Armageddon with no follow-up. So I want to know if I'm the bolus for bullying him so bad that he took it out of his deck.
So we got the other
Describe
side of the previous question.
The turns the have side. Tabled.
Pretty much the other three people in the pod started picking on him immediately. Like, man, you got to have a follow-up to this. It's not fun.
Oh, we
yes,
got, you're
two out of three.
Also bullying.
We have a witness.
Correct.
Another buddy in the
we
pod.
Might need, we might need testimony later.
Wow. This is... Okay, so it's... So fun to have the opposite end of the same story. But it's interesting because the bias of the inherent bias of the podcast and the column is that the person talking is who you're probably going to favor most of the time. Unfortunately for the Jess guy, well, oops. But in the case of, like, you know, I get a bunch of articles, a bunch of submissions for the article series, and people will be like, "What am I the bolus? Here's the story from my perspective." What you have going for you is the fact that Armageddon is a card that is...
nobody likes.
The
borderline
worst,
banned. Borderline banned. Like, it's one of those cards that is a taboo topic. Mass land destruction, not appreciated at most tables. And in fact, this is a topic that comes up a lot on the podcast, a lot in the article series. So I think we kind of have an idea of how we want to lean here. Michael, take it away.
I'm fine with it.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wait, what part
I love,
are you
that
fine
again.
With
take that
Armageddon?
Again.
Or are you fine with, like, turn five Armageddon, no plan?
Turn five Armageddon, no plan just basically means you restart the game. Like, that's it. Like, it doesn't really... Because, like, no threats really are out
May
on
I
turn
add context?
Okay, I am curious, genuinely, because
sure.
You said it was turn five Armageddon,
yep.
No follow-up.
No
like,
follow-up.
He literally just tapped out for Armageddon.
He played his fourth land on turn five, cast Armageddon,
what?
Lost by turn six, and he's like, all right, and then laid down on the floor and took a nap.
Oh, so this is just a dumb
guy.
Oh, so
guy. He had a plan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there. So what you're
this,
saying
this
is there
man
was,
just
was a plan.
So chaos. There was follow-up, I
the
guess,
plan
yeah.
Was like, I need a nap.
Oh, okay.
Every time he loses, he takes a nap. That's
wow.
Not new. That's just par
Wait,
for the course.
Does he only go to sleep after he loses a game of Magic?
Well, like, if he wins, like, we just start the next one so there's not time.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning, and he's just laying in bed, and he can't sleep. He's like, I got to get on spell table.
I got to play Armageddon now.
I got to play my terrible Ladies Looking Left deck, or else I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Wild. So you okay? Hold on. This just made it so much worse for me.
Sure. I do have one more bit of context.
Okay, hit it.
The deck I was playing was Morrow Typle, so it depended on how many lands I had in play. So it was also just a full board wipe for me. I lost everything.
Okay.
So I did spearhead the bullying a little bit, but I think it was a fair. Bit earned. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look.
Friendly bullying.
Again, nobody wants to see. People are down are bound to get salty when they see the perfect. Like, if I see a Rest in Peace, I'm going to be like, well, somebody please deal with that so I have a deck to play. Because I'm big on my graveyard, obviously. And death triggers. You know I love it. But what a wild, wild.
Yeah.
What? Okay. So here's why I bug Michael all the time about being like, the context matters. But here it really does so much. Plays his fourth land on turn 5.
Mm-hmm.
Bolas missed a land drop.
Any mana rocks?
I think he had a soul ring.
Bolas has a soul ring.
Bolas has a soul ring. And when you say no plan, he just was like, okay, I'm going to board wipe you. And
yeah, tap out Armageddon. Didn't realize he got rid of all my creatures. Said, oh, that's cool. Pass turn. That was that. Yeah.
Is this like chaotic neutral? Is that what's happening?
I think that's
like,
his vibe. Yeah, it wasn't like malicious in any way, I don't think.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, it's kind of fair.
Hold on. Wait, this friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm fascinated by him.
Yeah, you just want to tell me more as he says. Give me some questions. I can rattle it off.
Write okay. A case study on this.
Is he going to be happy or offended you're talking about this?
I think he'll be thrilled. Thrilled. It's one of his crowning achievements to cast Armageddon and do nothing.
Okay.
I'm starting to like this guy more and more. Yeah,
I think
the more
context
adds,
like, I'm
my favorite person to be
you
mad
are rapidly tanking your Bolas chances here.
So
that's why you gotta ask. You don't know until you ask.
I'm loving this. Okay, so wait. What does he do? What's his deal?
Just like his vibe?
Yeah.
Very just slow generally, likes to just sit down and be present. Kind of likes to play cards, doesn't love Magic the game all that much, just likes hanging out. He likes the gathering part of it more.
He likes the gathering part. Is he a crack a beer and hang out guy?
Kind of.
Okay.
Nice cold Coke Zero.
Okay, are these decks...
It's like a hot 2 liter of Pepsi from the backseat of his car, usually.
Okay, all right. No, strike one.
Straight from the bottle, no cup. There's a lot of layers to this guy.
Wait a minute. Okay, put down.
This is like the Richter scale in terms of our...
Wait a second.
Our approval of this man.
Wait.
This
imagine
might be the world's
him.
Most
yeah.
interesting man. Does he drink Dos Equis?
No, I can't.
God, no. I think...
I can't.
Just Jameson.
I can't. Hold on. A hot 2 liter Pepsi out of his trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shotgunning it or what?
1 2 liter will last him a game night.
Okay, that's good. But also, does he have a cup with ice?
No. It's the hot Pepsi from the 2 liter bottle. It's on the table next to his deck.
And he prefers it hot.
He doesn't have a preference, I don't think. It's never stopped him before.
I'm going to rapid-fire these questions. Rapid-fire these questions. Does he keep the bottle cap on or off?
Off. Between?
Off. Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on a second. Other questions.
Typically loses
what does he do for work?
Manufacturing in a factory.
Okay. Is he good at that job?
No.
Oof, okay.
No, I work with him? Absolutely not.
Okay. Where's he from?
Bradford, PA. Ridgeway, PA.
VA, okay. Is he just very easygoing and he kind of is agreeable?
He's very set in his ways.
Okay. Is he more dog person, cat person?
Dog person,
dog
I think.
Dog person?
I think so.
Okay, dumb dog person? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You should never bully this innocent marshmallow.
Wait a second. Did he play football?
No. No, I don't think he's ever played sports in his
never
life.
Never played sports. Okay. Does he fall down a lot?
I watched him fall down once at work.
Was it funny?
He bounced.
You work with this guy?
I used to, yeah. I worked in the same factory.
Is that how you know him?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, great. Okay, hold on. Wait, I'm so...
Oh, he also forgot to breathe at work one time. Like, came up to me. He's like, I almost just passed out. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, oh, I forgot to breathe for a couple minutes.
Is this bad real? Are we getting
stared at me?
I promise you, I can call him. Armageddon with no follow-up.
I didn't realize we were just
loss
doing
of
an
oxygen.
Improv game right now. We're just...
Yeah, I'll
this
just start...
is the most... This is exactly... This is what we got to talk about when we're promoting this episode. I can't believe this is what's happening right now.
I need to meet
hold
this
on.
Man.
No, guys, hold on a second. Can you call him?
I'll try, yeah.
Wait, don't actually call him. This is.
I know he's not doing
so
anything.
So hold on a second.
He just cast Armageddon. He's taking a nap.
I was talking to him earlier. Yeah, he's just, I think.
So here's my thing. I recently watched Forrest Gump for the first time in my life.
Oh my God!
So I'm not saying that he is Forrest Gump, but he does strike me as somebody that's like
you're close.
Just walking about and like is just going with his gut and feeling it out. The hot 2 liter Pepsi the without a Pepsi cap on the table next to all the cards and being like Armageddon on when I get my fourth land. Not even thinking I've got a soul ring. Let me fire it off 2 turns earlier, and just notices it that it kills your board and goes, huh, neat. And then just is like, man, I can't draw a land to play for the rest of the game. I guess I'm dead.
I don't think he played a land for the rest of the game.
This guy's a king. This guy should go into politics. This guy needs to be running the country. This guy, I feel like, would do wonders for the world.
I love this man.
Can I give you $20 to give the guy? I don't know why. I feel compelled. I love this man. I love this man because he's infuriating. Does he say stuff that makes no sense at all the time?
He'll say stuff that makes me immediately tired.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Wait. Do you have an example?
I used to keep a list of...
You're pulling one up!
Oh, my God.
Friend in the audience pulling it up. You got a text thread that... Wait, so when you get a text from him, do you need to sit down?
Usually, yeah. It's mostly typos, all lowercase, no grammar.
All emojis. Lowercase typos. What's
absolutely
a word he
not
gets wrong all
no
the time?
No emojis.
No. Tomorrow
Armageddon.
Emoticons. Tomorrow he spells T-O-M-M-A-R-R-A.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, but that seems like an cast intentional thing. That's not like a thing.
He turned autocorrect off to type that way, yeah.
I love this.
Do you get why he makes me tired? Like, it's everything.
Who's the commander of his deck?
Queen Marchesa was the commander.
Okay. Oh, mwah. Oh my
okay
God.
Okay, so we got a friend. What's your name, friend?
My name is Dominic.
Into the microphone.
Oh, my name is Dominic.
Got it. You got a text.
He's
that
my brother.
Oh,
I used to ride with this man to work.
Oh my God.
Apropos of nothing, we are in silence for 15 minutes. He turns to me and says, "Do you think competitive eaters go to heaven?"
Audience.
This is just an interesting guy. This is why you travel the country. This is why you stay open to conversations with strangers at gas stations. This is why you bump into somebody in an elevator and you start the weather chat. Are you kidding me?
Are you married?
Me, like, no.
Okay.
When you get married, you should have this man be your best man.
He's going to be a groomsman for sure. He's one of my best friends. I hate him a lot. One of my best friends. Love him dearly.
Oh, this is going to be a crazy question. Mm-hmm. How? Okay.
So you were mean to this person? Is that what
I
you're
mean,
saying?
Yeah, that's, a little.
So
a
in
little
the end,
mean
with all this, you're making up to be a saint, and you were mean
you
to this person.
You know how this makes you look, right?
Oh, no, I get we've asked a lot of questions about him.
This is the craziest. If you had submitted this to the article series and were like, here's everything about this guy, I think I would need about 3 months to get over it. Before writing it up and then sending it to my editors and being like, I'm sorry this is 7,000 words long. So let me...
Longer than the Magna Carta.
Yeah, it's truly the... This is crazy. This is insane.
I think so.
Let me ask you one more question and then we're going to get to topic at hand. Because this... We haven't talked about the Armageddon as much as I thought we had. So, I thought we had time for three. We have time for one more after this. So here's my question for you. How many times on average would you say this guy accidentally falls asleep in places that are not his bed or slash probably outside unintentionally?
Like during the week? Like I'd say 3 to 4 times a week. I'm not.
Just let him play the Armageddon, man. Why do you have to bully him? He's got things to do. He's got places to be. He's got to sleep.
The thing he has to do is nap
after
the game.
After the show, we all are going to get together and take a picture together and send it to him, be like, thumbs up on every decision.
This do it Armageddon again.
He'll be absolutely
this
thrilled.
This man is an agent of chaos
that'll
in the
do,
world.
Pig. That'll
he'll put
do.
Armageddon back in after that, I'm sure.
So you're asking if you're the bullish for bullying this guy into taking the card out of the deck.
Yes.
And he puts this card in a lot of decks?
It goes into every white deck the first time he plays it, and we're like, man.
Okay.
Still no plan.
Yeah, see, this is a guy that, like, is going to forget things a lot.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. But then he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot we don't do this. And it's like, you only play with us.
Still, yes. Everything you said is accurate.
Okay.
This is like a sitcom character.
He feels fake to talk to in real life, yeah.
That's... Man, this is a tough one to rule on.
We're like weighing the scales
I
right
guess
now.
First, do competitive.
Yeah,
go
we're weighing
ahead.
The scales. We've got, yeah. the,
we
we've got the feather.
Do
and we've got this man's soul.
From the audience, do competitive eaters go to heaven? Make some noise for yes.
So some like unsurety. Some rope people arrow. Were not super sure. Joey so I appreciate the like actual thought.
Shout out to yeah, Rope Arrow in the yeah. back of the room with a yeah. real committed shaking of the head.
Yeah.
The slow no.
Person with conviction.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What a wild ride.
What do we even do?
This is my
bully
favorite.
Bully him until he takes Armageddon out?
So when you say you bully him into not playing Armageddon, do you go, hey, every time you do this, it sucks?
It's like, hey, asshole, every time you do this,
okay.
it's terrible. Yeah.
For sure. And does he go, oh, yeah, my bad, and take it out right away?
He goes, oh, I know. And then we'll just kind of maintain eye contact and not do anything until I speak again.
Okay, power then, move.
It's the
power
yeah,
move. Power move. Does he?
That's just how his normal conversations go.
And then
go.
When the next game happens, does he just not play it or does he play it anyway?
He'll switch decks maybe. If he doesn't, then Armageddon's still in the deck.
And if he does play with the same deck, mm-hmm. does he play Armageddon anyway?
If he draws it.
He's got it in his
it's
pocket.
It's usually
slip it
draw,
in. It's like, oh.
tap for Armageddon.
I would scream so much. I would be screaming.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how... If this were my friend, I wouldn't be able to see him more often than like quarterly. I would have to be like, the months of September through November are out of the chamber for you, buddy. I'll see you around Christmas time because we're friends. And I love you very much. But also, then I don't see you till March.
Then I just need a couple weeks, yeah.
That's kind of nuts. That's yeah. wild. Okay, so are you the bolus for telling your friend not to play Armageddon without a backup plan? This is well-trod territory. Michael, what do you think?
I no longer feel like I have the authority to be able to rule on this.
I feel
like it's in God's hands.
Is this a hung
now.
Jury?
For the first time in Am I the Bullcast history, we have an abstention from a vote.
I abstain.
Jesus. Oh. Morgan, what do you think?
I need to split my vote into like eight little pieces, eight tiny pieces between you and him of yes and no.
I think that's fair.
I think this is one of those ones where it is in God's hands.
This is, okay, so two
eaters,
abstentions,
though.
And it's all on me and the audience. I'm going to say this. This is a friend whose hand you hold through a lot of things, I'm sure.
Especially when he falls.
What do you mean you have to clean your washing machine or it gets moldy?
This is, yeah, but that's the thing is I'm thinking here, man, I don't think you're the bolus for... asking him not to play Armageddon because you have to just remind him so much.
Sure.
And he'll take it out eventually.
He swapped it for Ruination. two and a red, destroy all non-basic lands. It's just another...
Okay. All right, let's not let be perfect be the enemy of good here. It's a step in the right direction.
We were all okay with that. Okay, we talked about it as a team.
Okay. Not the bolus for not... Look, if you're vocalizing your situation and saying it's not fun to play against this, especially since this is a topic that comes up a lot in a lot of pods, mass land destruction, largely frowned upon, totally not a thing that people like playing against, but if you know that you're expecting it and you're like, we're going into this game anyway, then I guess it's... Is he the bullet?
I'm no, there's no world. I do not want to live in a world where this man is the bolus.
Audience,
bail us out, please.
Is Angelo the bolus? Yes, clap for yes. There we go. Angelo is not the bolus. Make some noise. I don't think here. It's a rare case where normally, if I didn't know anything about this guy, I'd say that guy is the bolus. But from what we've learned,
through all we've been through today.
When I woke up this morning, this is not what I expected.
Yeah, I didn't expect to find my soulmate either.
I did not know we'd learn about this. I didn't know we'd learn of a hero. And I guess, Angelo, you are not the bolus.
Excellent.
You are not the bolus. And what's your friend's name?
Brandon.
Brandon? Brandon, stay away from me, but I love you.
No Bullis is here.
I'm not going to play against Brandon, and I'm going to be perplexed by any conversation I have with him ever in the future should it happen. But my God, am I glad you exist, and your life is good, and you found love in your life and friends that love you enough to be around and to celebrate your idiosyncrasies. And thank you for taking this to us. Angelo, you win. Absolutely. Not
thank
only
you.
This is for Brandon. This is for Brandon. Matt Morgan. Matt Morgan giving a boulder and katana sleeves for Brandon.
Beautiful.
Sleeve up a deck without white or red, for God's sake.
No Armageddon allowed in there.
No Armageddon allowed. Give it up for Angelo. Give it up for Brandon. That, first of all, there is no topping that. And second of all, we spent 25 minutes on that. And that is more than we expected or anticipated. And I think that takes us to the end of the Bowlcast for the first ever live Am I the Bowlcast at Commander Sealed. Thank you so much for joining us here. We love you so, so much. If you have friends that don't listen yet, you're going to have to tell Brandon. You're going to need to let him know that we talked about him. Thank you so much for joining us, for being here, for listening, for supporting us, for celebrating Magic, for being here at Commander Sealed. Thank you to Commander Sealed. Thank you to Matt Morgan at EDH Rec and EDH Rec Cast. Thank you. Thank you to Ultimate Guard for letting us give some stuff away by proxy through EDH Reccast. Space Cow Media for Commander's Herald, Architect, Card Sphere, Commander
here.
Spell. Get your cards here, Commander Spellbook. We all work for that company. We all write for the company, and Am I the Bowlcast would not be here without Space Cow Media. Thank you, Commander Sealed, for having us. Thank you for all of you for showing up. We're going to go down the line and let you know where you can find us. Michael, why don't you kick us off?
You can find everything I do at gamesfreaksa.info. Those are the letters SA. Every time I say this out loud, I realize I have to do a rebranding.
I do think you should change the letters at least. Morgan, what about you? Where can people find you?
I am on the site still, currently and formerly known as Twitter, at Indigo Gentleman. I talk about anything and everything, so go on there to see me entirely unhinged all the time.
There we go. And I'm Mike Carozza. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mike Carozza, MikeCarrozza. But I also run the Twitter for the Bowlcast at AmITheBowlcast. So please give that a follow. And thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. Do we have any further announcements? Anything else that we got to take care of? Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and on three, everybody say it's time to scoot the day. I don't know. This is a running thing.
Instant bolus.
Okay, let's say not the bolus on three, and then we'll scoot the day. Scoot the day is just something I said that hasn't really made sense, but I'm committing to it. We used it one episode to say it's time to end the episode, and then nobody liked it, and I'm committing to it.
I love how you never back down from bad ideas.
Not going to do it. Anyway, on three, everybody say not the bolus. One, two, three.
Not the bolus.
Thank you so much for being here, everybody. Have a good day, and enjoy the rest of Sealed.